Tonight it's a real privilege to have Tanner come and preach for us. Well, Brother Tanner, this is going to be, your third time to preach here. Have you preached anywhere else yet? Pardon?
The nursing home.
Oh, the nursing home. I got you. All right. Yeah. My word, you ain't got to talk like you're as feeble as they are. Anyhow, a father son ought to be able to get to every now and again have a tag team thing. I've been privileged to do that and will be again. And so, Brother Tanner, you come on and preach, and then your daddy's going to come. So try not to tear the mic up before he gets it. But just preach all you can. You all right? Good to see you.
Go to Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter 26. Verse 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. And in this world in sin, we dig and dig, and we look for the treasures of this world, like mining. We look for gold, we look for brass, we look for all of that stuff, so we keep digging and sinning. The devil's going to start showing all of that brass, a.k.a. all of that money, a.k.a. all of the stuff we see in the world that we desire. We're going to keep digging. We're going to keep digging. And assume we're going to be so deep in that hole, another way, so deep in sin, that we're going to look up and see we can't get out. And if we're going to be calling out, but then we're so far from God, God's not going to hear us no more. So then we also have to start in building up, and then I'll get to that in a second. Also, there's another illustration in a rolling stone. You keep rolling up on a hill, you keep doing work, you keep rolling up a hill, and then soon that hill's going to start getting steeper and steeper and steeper and steeper, and you're just going to struggle, and you're going to struggle, and then that person that he looked like he was helping you, it looked like the devil he said he looked like, and then you start asking for help from the devil, he's just going to look at you. Just be like, hey, you went in this. I just told you. I was just like, I just told you to go. I just showed you sometime. I mean, you. I didn't know. That's just the devil. He does such tiny things that he can make it look like he did nothing. And then you're going to ask for him to help you. And he's going to say, I did nothing in there, so I shouldn't help. That's who he is. He's a roaring lion seeking to destroy. Also, go to Psalms. That's Deuteronomy. Psalm chapter 7, verse 15, 6-16. Made a pit and he digged it, and he is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Which pate, we looked it up, pate means head, or the crown on your head. And normally we look at it, we're kind of the king of our own world, our own mind. We're the king, we control all of that, we control it. But when you go in sin, you're going to be like, I didn't do that. You're going to start blaming other stuff, because like, he made the pit, a.k.a. if you went in sin. You can't say that you didn't make that pit, even though you're the one with the shovel digging down looking for all of that. You can't be like, there's no dirt over there. You can't be doing that. It's your fault that you started digging down into all those desires. You can't just start blaming other people. And also, I go over here to chapter 10, verse 7. His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Which, another way to say that, he's blaming other people. He's just cursing. He's fraud. He's saying lies just so he doesn't look like he did the blame. He's trying to put all of that pressure and all of that dirt, a.k.a. or sin, on someone else. He's trying to make it look like he did nothing and he's innocent. And also, the more you dig, it looks like the more you're dirty. And if you go to Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 11. No, verse 14, sorry. No, verse 11, sorry. And his houses is full of all good things which thou filledest not, and wells digged which thou diggest, not vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten it and be full. Think about it, in some cases in the Bible, our fruit is how we are. The more we grow our fruit into the Lord or into sin, that's what people are going to see as us. And the more you're in sin, the more you're going to start liking all of that stuff, and the more you're going to start rubbing yourself in that. Or if you're in a hole, you're going to start rubbing yourself in the dirt. You can't, in some cases, you can't handle, if you're going to dig a hole, you can't handle about getting dirty. You're going to get dirty. And the same thing, you're going to get bad. You're going to get wicked when you're deeper in sin. You can't get out of that. You can't make it look like you're sinful. You can't just, here, just illustrate. You can't just be digging a hole and you're in all that dirt, and then you come out and you're like, go to church, and I'm like, well, I'm not dirty. Look at you. I'm wearing how you look. I'm wearing a suit. I'm wearing shoes like you. But it's in your actions. It's in your actions. It's in the way you talk. You got a dirty mouth, like, hey, you snot mouth fucking Ben. Ben, why are you looking at me like that? Four eyes, right? It's in the way you talk. It's just, I didn't say that. And also in Deuteronomy. Also, if you go to verse 14, you shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people. What that is, other false gods, because the more you get into sin, the more you're going to start looking at other stuff. You're going to be like, well, I don't worship Buddha. I don't worship them. That's not what I'm talking about. When you worship, there's tons of other things. There's tons of false gods. Like, that thing, that's a false god. But I'm not going to worship it. I mean, yeah, I can play good stuff for it, for the Lord. But it's not like I'm going to get ahead of that. It's not like I'm going to go into the world and get money out of it. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I'm not good enough to do. So, but also, I mean, it goes with your sports, your games, TV, news, Nintendo. Yeah, Nintendo. Your Xbox, your bike, your tablet, your phone, your DSi. Tablet, yeah. Where's me? Oh, Mackenzie, I see you. Guns, hunting, coffee, yeah. And for the women, Starbucks. I don't get that. Starbucks. I mean, you pay like $20 for just like this much of coffee, just its name brand. I'm like, you can make your own coffee at home. But also, here's the funny thing. I saw this video. It was this kid in the car. His mom was in the front, and the kid was hungry. He said, can we go get something to eat in town? She said, no, we got food at home. Then the kid goes, you got coffee at home. Then the mom goes, all right, where do you want to go and what do you want? All right. Put the button. Hunting. Goes for your games. But more about how you act. I mean, the way you can help to act here. I found a, go back to Proverbs. I'm just going to give y'all this. It's not really part of my message, but I saw this and I was like, I got to put this out. Boast not thyself for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring forth. Right here. Don't dwell on the past, because you're going to be like, thinking something. You're going to be like, okay, for these kids over here who don't like taking baths, you're going to be like, I took a bath yesterday, and then I got all dirty today, and your mom says, take a bath, and I'm like, but I was clean yesterday. It's kind of like you go into that sin. Again, you go into that sin, and you get all dirty, and then you go to the church and get a cleansing full, but then you go back into that hole, a little crevice so you won't be seen. But then someone sees you and you're like, but I went to church last, yeah. gonna go next time. I mean, that's how it works. Like Easter, I don't get that. People go like, they go to Easter, they go to church once a year, and then they're like, well, I went to church once this whole year. You'll be asking them how is your fellowship of God, and they'll say like, they'll be saying some story that the whole little story they added stuff to, like, they drop a piece of candy on the floor, and they're like, I went down in sin, but then he picks up that candy, but I got back up. They'll be like saying something, and all that stuff just happened in church that one time a year. And then they go like, but then the Lord cleansed me. That's what they did in church. They just, but then the Lord cleansed me. And then you go, then I was talking out for the Lord, when all the time they were just picking up a piece of candy, cleaning it, and smacking on it the whole time. That's all they were doing. That's most of the world, and you don't want to be like that as a Christian, because that's not going to look good in your papers. What y'all looking at me for? Main thing. Just don't be like that guy. I'm sorry. But main thing, just don't look at all the stuff. And main things that corrupts people these days is music. Now, I don't care when we go out into, like, we were at the fair and we were hearing that boom, boom, boom. That's not, we can't handle that as Christians. And we can't. But when we are in the car, we're in a place that we can control the buttons. Don't act dumb like, I didn't know that does that. Or you're in your house and you're watching TV and it has all that stuff in that movie. You can't be like, okay, it's just music. It's just a little ching, ching. It's not like it's going to do nothing. It's going to corrupt your brain. And this guy, I think my mom was listening to on Facebook. And you'll see that. He was talking about, sorry. He was talking about something about music, and he said that he listened to country music, and he said he wanted to put it on his cowboy hat and his cowboy boots and do something. Like, that's what that music does. It makes you want to do something. That music gets you pumped up. Like, when I was talking to my cousin before, and I said, what do you normally do before you play football games and all that? And he says, well, I listen to music to pump me up. That's what that music does. Music, like, any music, you got that hip-hop music to make you feel like, what a puppy. And then you got that country music to make you like, howdy, Dyer, how are you? You go to the grocery store. That's what you like. That's what that music does to you. Like, seriously, but then that Christian music makes you go like, howdy, man, praise the Lord. That's what we want. We want to be like that. I mean, still, you can have that country thing and being a Christian, but as you can see, it makes you more for the Lord. The more you listen to that Christian music, the more you get, you're going to hear those words, and you're going to be like, ooh, those words are good. I mean, those words did. Like, might not though, but some music really done some stuff to me. I mean, music does a lot of stuff. Like, preaching, yeah, it gets you. Yeah, I think preaching does more than what the music does, but still, just listening to that music can do something else to you. I'm just saying, people might look at music just like music, but it's the music that gets it. It's the beats, the words. Like, in songs, they really get me. They're like, whew. I mean, one of my dad's favorite songs is "Who Loves Somebody Like Me." That song talks about, like, how could he love someone like me? After two out of done. Talks about other songs we listen to about the blood, and just gets you real into the Lord and makes you feel good. Like, what can a king give to a beggar? That one's like, just a poor old wretch like me, what can I give them? And yet he can't, like, all of the riches he has, all of that milk and honey he has, all of that riches, and yet he comes down to us when he doesn't even need us, and he comes down here and he's like, let me give you my most important thing that I love, and I'm going to put it down for you and kill it. I mean, imagine you say, all right, son, I want you to go get on a piece of wood and kill yourself. That's what he said. He said, go down to a terrible place and kill yourself. That's what God said. And we just look at him like, okay, can you give me more? That's what we do. We can't do that. If we're going to be good in Christ, we can't just ask for more from Him to make us look good, we have to do the work too. We have to make it look like, we have to add work, because we could be like, give God, tell us, give me something, and yet you won't even lift your toe up for the Lord. It's what most people are like. It's what most Christians are like. We can't just be like that. We need to be moving for the Lord. And the way people look at us and our fruits, the way we act, the way we dress, and the way we are, the way we talk, I mean, if we don't do something for the Lord, they're just going to look at us, it's that easy to be a Christian, and I guess I'm a Christian. That's what they're going to say. Because if you're going to act like them, but yet you're going to church, they're going to look like, I guess I'm a Christian, because if he says he's a Christian, but yet he does all that, and I do all that, and I'm a Christian. People are going to start looking at that, and then they're going to start doing nothing, and you're going to end up, he's going to end up going to hell, and he's going to be like, and it's going to be your fault. Why would you want to be the reason that someone else goes to hell? But yet you go to heaven, you're like looking at them like, I don't know that guy. We don't want to be like that. That's not a Christian. We're here to give out the word and to get people saved. Because Jesus came down here just for us to go there. God sent his own son just so the one he loves so much. Would you give something that you love so much, and all of your riches you have, would you give something, the most important thing, to someone else, just the whole world to have? Yeah, it was your most important thing. Like, y'all video gamers over here, like me. Would you give your most OP weapon to some noob that does not even know how to use it, and then you're left to do nothing? No, yeah, that doesn't look good. And then you're trying to go get all those points and win, but yet you can't even, like, Minecraft, like, you have all these diamonds in that diamond armor, and someone's over there like, can I have that diamond armor? And you just give it to them? Yeah, you wouldn't do that? Yeah, that's what I saw. Look at him shaking his head. Also, like, women, you go get, like, $20 at Starbucks, and then you get all that drink, and then someone comes by, can I have that drink? Would you give them that drink? No. That's what I thought. Yeah, look what he did. And, boys, y'all buy a new gun, nice gun at Walmart. Walmart, I don't get Walmart, but nice gun at Walmart. Walmart has everything, I don't know. You go get a Walmart, and this guy who doesn't even know how to shoot a gun, would you give him the gun because he asked for it? No. Would you even do that? Would you even give him the money to get him a gun? No. Because you're going to be like, if he doesn't know how to use it, then why are you going to do that? But then, not only that, God sent his son, he went through other people to give us a manual how to use it, right here. He gave us something so we know how to use it, so we know how to get saved. Illustration is kind of like shooting a gun. You see what I mean? God sent his son the gun. We are the bullet. We don't know how to use it. And then, the loading things like the gun. The loading things like the church. And the more we're in the church, and when we get saved, we're loaded. And then soon when God comes to us, he's going to fire it, and we're going to go to heaven. Just think that. That's new.